Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back with another Drunken Dangerous reading what else but more of the two-sentence horror stories. Why? Because 2025 is a horror story all of its own, and why don't we just, you know, enjoy some horrors that are a little more palatable with some of the worst rated two-sentence horror stories. I can say that properly. I can do it, despite my sobriety being limited. So here we go. Two-sentence horror stories. I'm ready. I really hope I don't have to skip through some just, like, low-rated because they're actually just really fucked and not okay, or, like, let's see, some that involve sexual assault or, like, political stances, like, oh no, I was reincarnated, but I came back as an embryo, and then I was aborted, you know, like that kind of stuff. That's not what we're here for. This is supposed to be fun and relaxing and maybe a little bit disturbing because it is, they're horror stories after all. You should be horrified. Hopefully not in a rapey way. Fingers crossed this time. There's been a lot of that in these low-rated things. And I mean, it makes sense. Like, I did look for the worst. I just wanted funny bad, not soul-crushing, why is humanity like this bad? Which has happened to me a few times. But it's been a while. I'm back. I'm ready to be re-traumatized. I've had enough therapy in the interim. I think I'm good. I'm ready for this. All right, are we ready? All right, let's start. I think this is new stuff. But again, it is called Drunken Dangerous. I'm never sure. I think I scrolled far enough, but who knows? We're just gonna dive right in. Sentence one. I locked the door when I left the house this morning. Sentence two. When I came home, it was unlocked, and there was shit smeared up the wall. Well, I mean, yeah, I'd be a little disturbed by that. I do like the comment, this is disgusting. They're very offended. They clutched their pearls. My God, shit, that's disgusting. Right on that wall, not even the bathroom wall. Sentence one.
Mommy, where are you?
I hear in the middle of the night, coming from outside. Sentence two, I look down from my window to see where the voice is coming from. A 7-foot-tall spider hiding in a tree, gazing at my neighbor coming to investigate the noise. The comment section is my favorite. Someone says, I don't get it. And someone else replies, spider. Which I feel really sums up the story. Thankfully, the spider was looking for your neighbor, so you're good. Sentence one, I admired the man as he strolled down the sidewalk. Sentence two, I aimed my gun at him, red dot on his chest, and pulled the trigger. What CEO was he? I just... Sentence one. My friends and I pulled a full Halloween prank that involved putting a fake dead body in our car and burying it. That's too expensive for me. That's like, that's a lot of effort. Who are you pranking? Huh? Sentence two, but the news keeps telling of a missing person that looks like our fake body. You handled that thing, right? Like, you know it wasn't a person, right? You really... You expect me to believe that somebody gave you a dead person and you were like, wow, this prop dummy weighs as much as a real human being. I do like somebody saying, who the fuck did they think they were pranking by secretly burying a body? And they go, the author got offended. And said, if you read it properly, you would understand that they thought they were burying a fake body. And some vegan replies, I understood that, but who the fuck would they be pranking by secretly burying a fake body when assumingly all the witnesses were supposedly in on the prank? And then someone else says, wait, where did they get the body? Like, are you implying they bought the body? Wouldn't they be able to tell if the body was real? I think that's amazing. All right, well, that was a good one. Next story, sentence one, every time I come back from primary school, my mother hugs me. Sentence two, I just wish she would stop scratching those circled stars on my back with her nails. I don't understand. Pentagrams? So every day after school, your mom hugs you, and then elaborately somehow you hold still while she scratches a pentagram, circle and all, into your back. That's a lot of time. Why wouldn't you just wait till you were at home to do that? I feel like that's a really good chance of getting caught doing that in public, like in the pickup line. You're not even going to drive home and be like, let me carve my satanic symbol. Wait, I can't do it looking face on. I need the challenge. It keeps you smart. Like doing crossword puzzles or Sudoku as you get older. Just remembering how to scratch a pentagram in a child's back when you're hugging them. Sentence one. My friends were comforting me in the school bathroom while I cried. Sentence two. But they were too late. The AK-47 was locked and loaded. You had a fucking AK-47? How did you get that into the school? What'd you put it in? You had it, like, comforting you? They should be holding you down. Like, aw, let's comfort the guy with the AK-47. Sentence one. Normally, I would never buy a stolen iPhone, but for $50, it was too good to pass up. Sentence two. I was going to wipe it when I got home, but blunt instrument across the back of my skull hammered home the point. It was too late. So, did the guy who had the iPhone stolen hunt this guy down with a hammer, or was the person who stole it just trying to get the phone and, you know, the money all at once? Maybe don't meet him in person. I don't know. It's stolen. Wouldn't they brick it, too? Sentence one. Driver, I need to get my love to the hospital ASAP. Whatever it takes. Sentence two. Jade Walker. I'm pretty sure they mean Jay Walker. I'm in the middle of nowhere at 2 a.m. Who cares if I just wander the streets? It's not like anyone will be taking this road. Oh, no. And then he died. Sentence one, my eyes started tearing as the smell rotten flesh fills the room. Sentence two, at this rate, I would die from poisoning instead of at the claws of that thing. Well, do it, coward. Sentence one, we entered the old mansion in the woods. Sentence two, suddenly, we hear crying. It was you. You stubbed your toe, you little bitch. Sentence one. I'm sorry, my child, but I'm so hungry. I say this to my son as I remove the bloody clever from the body. Sentence two. Your mother's body will be able to feed us long enough for the rescue to arrive in time. I'm sorry, but if you're about to kill my mom or you've just killed my mom, don't say, I'm so sorry, my child, because you sound like you've been infested with demons. Like, no person talks like that. I'm sorry, my child, but I'm so hungry. I had to murder your mother. Like, the pantry's full of food. He's like, I don't like anything we have. Sentence one. I took a deep breath and opened my eyes. Sentence two, it was still there. Yeah, you're standing in front of a mirror. Sentence one, some people came to see me today. I don't know who they really are, but they claimed they were my family. Sentence two, Doctor. Okay, nurse. Increase his medication to 200 milligrams and take the patient back to his room, please. Well, what medication? This is sentence one. I finally obtained the restraining order. Sentence two, stalking this girl was fun, but I knew the day would come when she wouldn't let me follow her anymore. Okay, but then how did you get what evidence did you have? You got a restraining order against her because you knew one day she'd stop and you're like, no, you can't quit. I'm firing you. How did you even get evidence for that? As you can see, Your Honor, I've been stalking her, so for, her own good, I need that restraining order. And he's like, okay, that makes sense, and I will say yes. And that's the government for you. Sentence one, every time I eat eggs, I get sad. Sentence two, it reminds me of my brother. Oh, I see, I'm a chicken, my brother was a chicken. Huh? Well, I didn't force you to eat your own period, did I now? Your brother was a chicken? Don't you mean your brother was a rooster? All right, well, I guess a chicken doesn't know very much about chickenness. You got a chicken brain, and you're eating eggs, so, you know, whatever. I feel like that's weird. You have no leg to stand on. You have two, but you have none to stand on because you're a factory-farmed chicken. Fuck you. All right, sentence one. I was listening to music late at night. Sentence two, but when I paused, it kept going. Maybe there's something wrong with the phone that you're playing it on or whatever, radio. Sentence one, in the middle of my sleep, I felt something itchy on my face. Sentence two, as I opened my eyes, I saw a giant cockroach laying on my face. Well, it's not creative, but it is horrific, so I'll give you that. Cockroaches are the worst. I fully believe hell would be just the ground would be cockroaches. Ugh. Sentence one. The weirdest customer I ever had? Sentence two. He wouldn't stop fidgeting. He had wild eyes, a swastika tattoo on his shoulder, a Confederate belt buckle, and he giggled when he said he was going to use the 9mm for sport shooting. Is that a real-life story? I don't know. So he's on meth? I mean, he wouldn't stop fidgeting? Maybe he's just nervous. Sentence one. Woke up at 3 a.m. I got up to investigate the sound from hell. Oh, that was sentence two. And then he clarifies in the comments, two cats having sex. Oh, the horror. They're having more sex than me. That's not fair. I'm jealous of an alley cat. Sentence one, I was taking a shit. He's gonna smear it on that guy's walls. I can feel it. Sentence two, then a snake came out of my toilet and chomped down on my ass. Okay, but legitimate fears when you're camping and you use an outhouse and you're a kid and you're like, anything could be in there. There could even be a person in there. That happened in Japan and the guy died. Don't crawl into public toilet tanks just to get a peek. All right, let's see. That's the real horror. If I was using a public, squat toilet, and I look down, and there's some guy's fucking face, I will develop a phobia of public toilets and never use them again. That's, worse than waking up in the middle of the night and seeing, a face outside your window or, in the corner of your room. There's some fucking guy's face, a foot from your asshole. Some stranger staring up at you, some kind of toilet goblin. I hate that. I'd be immediately fuck no. Oh my God. Just jack off like normal people. That's the kind of fantasy. Don't let yourself get that horny. That's what gooning can do. Okay. This is my anti-gooning PSA. You have to go outside, but not in order to hide in a woman's toilet. Don't do that. You'll end up like this guy. dying like that? Oh, man. I honestly think I'd rather die via autoerotic asphyxiation than be in that situation where everybody knows, like, yeah, you were a toilet pervert and you died from your perversion. You got in, you couldn't get out, and you fucking suffocated in shit and piss for your weird fetish. Like, no one wants to die like that. Anything you did in the past, like, you could have cured cancer, and everybody would be like, man, isn't it crazy how the guy that cured cancer died fulfilling his weird fetish? Like, that's gonna be in every conversation forever. Like, ugh. Don't do that to yourself, let alone the other people that are using the toilet. But, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. But there's your PSA for the day, you know. If you're going to be a pervert, just stay in and listen to my audios. Don't fulfill. Or if you have that kind of fetish, just watch, you know, fictionalized content or hentai or anything else. All right, back to the less horrifying, not real life horror. Sentence one. This is just as good as pork and tastes just the same, so eat up and have your fill. Sentence two. Mom tried so hard to smile, even after our food rations were taken away by the invaders, after our dad drew the short straw for dinner, and even as her hand shook and her face went pale with the massive blood loss that came with getting her leg shoddily amputated in a back alleyway. Someone says this isn't two sentences. And he goes, it's a run-on, which still counts as one. Okay, well, whatever you want to say. I just had like six commas, but it's still one sentence, so. Sentence one. I'm sorry to inform this to you, ma'am. Your husband and daughter have been killed in a hit-and-run accident. From what looks like may have been a truck that hit them. Sentence two. Or that's what we think could have happened, ma'am. Pulp is all that's left of them. Why did they send you to give this news? That was an unnecessary, I'm sorry your family's dead. Here, look at these pictures. Look, gross, huh? Look, do you think that used to be like your mom or your dad? I can't tell because, ew, look, they're just pulpy messes. If you told me that they were put through a wood chipper, I'd kind of believe you. Like, really, they must have fallen apart. These people are as fragile as people in zombie movies. They are ripped open so easily. All of a sudden, their guts are just out. Sentence one, they see me rolling. Sentence two, the huge boulder crushes them and continues without pause. Are you the boulder or were you pushing it? I kind of like to think that you're the boulder. You're like, they saw me. Why didn't they fucking move? Bunch of fools. Sentence one, no one told me, but they didn't need to. Sentence two, I'm turning into a murderous werewolf and there is no coming back. Well, I don't know. How do you know you're going to be murderous? I feel like you're planning this. Sentence one, I love my daughter. Sentence two, her skin tastes better than my son's and my wife's. Oh, man, so he ended up killing his son when he's like, I'm sorry, my child, I'm just so hungry. And then he's like, well, I guess, you know, they're not rescuing us, so it's time to kill him, too. All right, sentence one, dead on arrival. Sentence two, I heard knocking on my door. I remembered I had a roommate, so I opened the door, then bang! Well, that's what you get for eating their food out of the fridge. Sentence one, dear Professor Bandy. Sentence two, words cannot describe how I appreciate your kindness and nurturement, but these are the last words I write you. Okay. Sentence one, it was a beautiful sunset today, if it wasn't for those awful sirens racing past me. Sentence two, I was shocked when got home that I found an abandoned TV talking about a supposed school shooting in my school. there was an abandoned TV in your house? How do you know it was abandoned? It's your house. Maybe your parents just bought it when you were at school. Sentence one, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Sentence two, Why do you have to try and leave me, Mary? Now you must die. So emo. Sentence one, He said his dog didn't bite. Sentence two, This must not be his dog. Don't pet random dogs. Sentence one, I asked for a Dr. Pepper, but she said all they had was Mr. Pibb with a smirk. Sentence two, She moved to lock the front door, leaving me to secure the kitchen. What? And which is a comment, wait, what? And he says, it's kind of a cheat. This is part three, but they all stand on their own. See my post history for the Soda Chronicles? And then when somebody says, no, this makes no sense, it doesn't stand on his own, he goes, well, not everyone can bowl a 300. Oh, dear Lord. All right, sentence one, strangers. Sentence two, a lady walked by me and whispered, they're coming for you. Who is they? Okay, all right, cool. Sentence one, my husband drank my soda. Sentence two, his funeral is tomorrow. Why would he drink your soda if he knew he poisoned it? That's all I'm saying. It sounds like suicide. Sentence one, you know that thing in your mind you always think of when you're trying to go to sleep? Sentence two, when I do that, it's real. Shut the fuck up. Just stop. Don't. Yeah, oh, you just imagine things. When I think of things, they literally come true in front of me. So you thought you could imagine? You thought you were creative? Wow, well, once your stuff starts coming to life, I guess maybe you can talk. But until then. Sentence one, this meat is so good. Is it the dad again, do you think? Sentence two, yes, it is. Who knew cannibalism would be so delicious? See, this dad's really having a good time. It was not about the lack of food. It was about his desire for human flesh. Sentence one, I had a dream I was being lashed and beaten up by creatures as I screamed in agony. Sentence two, I woke up and heard my sister talking in a distance. I think we killed him. Pack up. Let's go. But it was all a dream. Sentence one, I don't mind watering my neighbor's plants while they were away. Sentence two, I didn't expect their house to be covered in blood. How did their house kill somebody? That's a lot of blood. What a waste of blood. Water our plants. Also, do you mind cleaning up all the blood from our house? It's literally all over it somehow. A giant bird just exploded. Somebody dropped a whale on it. I don't know. Sentence one. I trotted down the rain-washed sidewalk on a sunny Tuesday without a care in my head. Sentence two. I didn't expect that horrific twist to happen, but it did. Wow. I wasn't expecting that. Sentence one. And M. Night Shyamalan was like, oh my God, I'm going to make this into a movie. Sentence one, I took a DNA test today. Sentence two, turns out I don't exist. Just tell me you lost the sample. Don't be like, oh, we got the results. You aren't here. We looked at it and like it just disappeared. Are you pretty sure you didn't go back in time and make sure your mom and dad never met or something? He's like, oh no, I'm fading away. Sentence one, the car drives straight into him, pinning him against an oak tree. Sentence two, Call his family and get a tent. They'll need some privacy, shouted the paramedic. All right. Sentence one, my parents and I went on a hike, taking my dog along. Sentence two, my dog died? That's sad. Why would you say that? Sentence one, Rodney started at me with horror. Sentence two, I turned his head around and continued feasting on his arm. Okay, but the comments are great. The top one is, I'd flip you off, but you ate my fingers. And then, dude, what are you... Hey, just look over there while I eat your arm off, okay? Okay, sentence one. I've been in a coma for 3 years. Sentence two. The last day I see the doctors remove my organs for donation. They did that while you were awake? Feels really mean. The voice, sentence one, the voice. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry, that's just the title. Here's sentence one. I was always told she could sing like a mockingbird. Sentence two, sadly, she wasn't quite, so I had to break that birdie's neck. Sentence one. Some days I think of all the bad things that could happen to my children on the way to school or at home or wherever and unconsciously shiver at the prospect. Sentence two. Then a thought creeps into my mind. What if your kids are already dead? Or worse, and this is just an elaborate fantasy you concocted while locked up in some asylum? By M. Night Shyamalan. What if you were walking down the sidewalk and you realized you were actually in an asylum the whole time and the sidewalk was a person and you were killing him because you were 500 pounds? The food in that asylum is so good. Sentence one, seeing Earth get destroyed isn't the worst part of being alone in the moon. Well, it's being in the moon. Number two, it's when I accidentally stab my last remaining oxygen. Someone replies, you would have eventually died from lack of oxygen, which is true. You just hastened your death. I don't know how you accidentally stabbed it. That feels like a really big fuck up. Were you the one who blew up the Earth? You can admit it if you were, because it feels like you were. Like there was a giant TNT pack with this like really long, comically long fuse, and you just pushed it, and the Earth exploded, and you're like, uh-oh, Earth explode, me no have more oxygen, and then you died because you stabbed your only remaining oxygen for some reason. It was just like in a bag, like a grocery bag, you top, like tied together at the top. Sentence one, sorry folks, hell is all full. Sentence two, the demons at the front should have told you. Oh no. You'll have to send me somewhere that's not hell. Darn. Put me in purgatory. Sentence one. The children were running toward me from the terrorists. Sentence two. As they reached me, all of them pulled out knives and took turns stabbing me. And then the only reply is someone in all caps, 28 stab wounds. I'm glad we know. Sentence one, I stole her heart. Sentence two, she won't be missed. Sentence one, my friends and I love taking pictures on Snapchat. Sentence two, until one day we took pictures without filters. Dun dun dun. And now we're like, oh no, I really legitimately thought I was a dog through the Snapchat filter, and now I'm forced to remember my fursona isn't real. The horror. Sentence one, they're coming, so I don't have much time, but I do have time to thank you. Sentence two, thank you for your support in this community and goodbye. Well, who's coming? They deleted their account, so maybe they're dead now. They got them. Sentence one, I love you. Every minute that I spend with you makes me comfortable. Sentence two, except... your armchair is so narrow. Well, damn. Don't you hate it when he's a 10, but he's got a narrow armchair? It's a shame. If only that armchair wasn't so uncomfortable, I could be straddling you, but you'd be playing with your fucking tiny armchair. Sentence one. Trapped within his cell, he felt hot breath and heard heavy breathing. Sentence two. His dinner was here, and she was beautiful. Huh? Really don't understand. You're trapped in your own cell, and your dinner is a person? Something that's heavily breathing? And it's beautiful? Don't fuck your dinner. Sentence one. I heard the shuffling of feet behind me. Sentence two. When I turned around, I found myself alone. I even my own shadow. Oh no, I even your own shadow. Sentence one. I'm the unarmed guard at the bank that was robbed earlier today. Sentence two. I'm getting my cut tonight. And someone says, this wasn't scary? And someone replies, oh no, the bank's insurance premiums will go up. Woo! I'm going to stop it there. Thank you guys so much for joining me for another Drunk and Dangerous. I hope you're as terrified as I am. Oh no, their premiums. Ah. And join me once again next time so we can read some more of the worst rated Tucson's horror stories. And until then, I will see you later. Bye, guys.